Hello?
Good morning. Just hold on for one second. The Honorable Mr. Lou Kiwanis will serve as the lead panelist for your hearing. So he'll be right with you, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am, can you hear me clearly?
Not really.
Let me see if I can adjust, but, how about now?
A little bit better.
Enough so that you can hear me having a discussion with you?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, my name is Carla Nicolasa Zamora, and my ADC number is 316878.
Thank you, and good morning, miss.
Good morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 14, 2018. Is that correct, miss?
In what form?
It is officially designated as the notification of board hearing. It has your signature on it for September
14, 2018? Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today?
Yes, my mother should be there.
Yes, she's here, and I will swear you both in just a moment so that we can take testimony from her should she want to speak before the board.
Okay.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. Again, this is telephonic, and you cannot see us, but in the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you, your supporter, and Mr. Westby in. So Ms. Zamora.
Yes.
Ms. Orozco.
That's my mom, yes.
Okay. And Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yeah. Okay.
I do. I'm sorry, Ms. Samora, did you see us?
Yes, I did.
And Ms. Orozco? Okay,
yes.
Just want to make sure we're clear. Okay, just a quick break here. Ms. Orozco, there'll be a time during the hearing when it's appropriate for you to approach the podium to speak before the board. So when you approach the podium, state your name for the record, and we'll ask questions. I'll let you know when we get to that point of the hearing, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, back to you, Ms. Zamora. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision. With phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And please be reminded that there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of companies follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by use of fentanyl on or about August 9, 2018 for the LCMS task lab report dated August 14, 2018. Ms. Zamora, is this true or false?
I didn't hear you clearly, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll read it again, and I'll read it slower.
Mr. Quinones?
Yes.
Can you say they have volume on her phone?
Ma'am, do you have a volume control on your end so that you can hear us a little bit clearer?
Yeah, I just put it up.
Okay, thank you. Again, I will begin phase one. I'll just read this again because we're early in the hearing. but according to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in Cumberland Ranger Company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by a use of fentanyl on or about August 9, 2018, for the LCMS Task Lab Report dated August 14, 2018. Ms. Samora, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, ma'am. Allegation number two, violation of condition number eight, as demonstrated by your association with offender Edgar Ivan Lopez per a handwritten letter that Officer Borrego retrieved on or about August 10, 2018. Ms. Samora, is this true or false?
Yes, my son wrote me from jail.
Okay, thank you. And allegation number three, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your engaging in the sale of fentanyl on or about July 26, 2018. Ms. Samora, is this true or false?
I take full accountability for everything, yes.
Okay, so are you stating that's true?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I just want to make sure we're clear on that. Now I'm going to make that motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and I'll get right back to you. But based on Ms. Samora's admission, I move to find her delinquent, that she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company. Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second as I fill out some paperwork. And that is seconded by Mr. Johnson and agreed upon by our esteemed board chairman, Dr. Wright, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay. Ms. Samora, we are going to now move to the second phase of this hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Mr. Westby, if you will.
On March 7th, 2018, Ms. Zamora was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested August 10th, 2018 by ABC staff, no new charges. She was back in mercy custody on August 10, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of December 4th, 2018, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. She has no disciplinary violations. Only arrest on record was in 2016 for 3 drug-related charges, however those charges were not processed. Her community risk score is in G1, B1.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Ms. Samora. Just give me 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections March 7, 2018, with approved placement at 513 North 40th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, with your sponsor, Mother Rosa Orozco.
Yes.
Following your continued use of methamphetamine and cocaine, the residence was changed in June 29, 2018 to be Wade Halfway House, located at 7114 North 66 Drive, Woodland, Arizona. No other address changes were approved for you during this time. So it was Beaver your last known address before you were arrested by the Department of Corrections?
Yes.
Okay. We have employment notes that you wanted to wait until you completed SAGE counseling before seeking and obtaining employment. You were scheduled to complete SAGE on June 11, 2018, As of August 10, 2018, the firm's provided me verifiable employment to parole officer Borrego. Programming notes, you were assigned to task a random color code year analysis with color code pink. On March 28, 2018, your UA results were negative. On April 24, 2018, you provided a deleted urine sample, followed by a negative UA result on April 25th, 2018. On May 16, 2018, you had a positive for methamphetamine. On June 22nd, 2018, you were positive for methamphetamine and cocaine. Then on July 17, 2018, your results were negative. On August 7, 2018, you were no longer assigned the color pink. I'm just kind of speeding this up, but on August 8, 2018, you failed to report to task. And on August 9, 2018, you tested positive for fentanyl. On March 7, 2018, you referred to SAGE and directed a 10 participant to complete substance abuse counseling. On May 16, you tested positive for methamphetamine. On July 11, 2018, you completed SAGE. I commend you for that. After three task violations for methamphetamine and cocaine, referred to the 90-day RCBM program at B-Gray. In June 2018, while participating in the programs on the staff at B-Gray, became suspicious that you might be using fentanyl.
Yes.
And then you later had a task test that tested positive for fentanyl. Sanctions notes, your staff ASP better for positive UAs for methamphetamine cocaine. You referred to the RCMPM and V-Ray. On August 10, 2018, your staff by ASP better for positive fentanyl. And I'll just sum it up from there. So, Ms. Simone, I'll just begin by asking for confirmation. It sounds like that you have had some ongoing problems with drug abuse. Were you struggling with drug addiction?
Did you ask if I'm struggling with drug addiction?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I've been in recovery since the day I was brought back to prison. When I got out of RNA, I started working my steps and going to church. I was connected back with God, and I'm still in step one because it's like a lot of emotional work that I'm actively working in my recovery.
Well, I commend you for seeking a step program while you're inside the Department of Corrections. It looks like that you're involved with several drugs, both stimulants and depressants, and your last violation was for fentanyl. So did you also have some history with heroin?
I can't hear you, sir.
Did you have also a history with heroin in your past?
Not like a frequent use or anything, but my biggest problem would have been with fentanyl, yes.
I'm sorry, with what?
My biggest issue with drugs, it would be fentanyl.
Oh, fentanyl, okay. Again, it's not my position to counsel or scold from my position on the board, but I hope that you are arriving at a place in your life where you recognize how destructive your drug addiction can be. And fentanyl is such a dangerous drug. I mean, they're all dangerous, but fentanyl in particular, because it's so potent. It's very, very easy for people to die of overdoses from fentanyl. So, regardless of how this board votes today, what's your plan for dealing with your drug addiction? Because you went through SAGE, and I think that's great. It looks like that you're in a 12-step program, or are you seeking NA while you're inside Perry?
Yeah. I'm doing NA in here, and I'm looking for resources where I can find a sponsor right away at the moment I walk out of these gates. so I can continue working my step work and keep on going to meetings. And like I said, I'm actively working on myself and on my recovery, and I will continue to do so when I get out. And in here, it doesn't matter. I do understand how dangerous fentanyl is, and now that I have a clear mind and I've been sober since I came in here, I do see the damage that it does to my life, and I'm done with that. I'm ready to start my life all over again and actively be in recovery, and I understand it's going to be a process for probably the rest of my life, but I am ready to change my life completely from drug use and destroying my life. I'm done with that. And I told her that I want to stay clean, and I've been really open with her about it, my addiction. And she's also ready to help me. I don't feel like I have to hide from her anymore. Like I can tell her, Mom, I have a craving. Please, can we talk? Or call my sponsor, or just, I'm ready to just cut that out of my life completely.
Well, ma'am, I wish to be positive. You know, first of all, it looks like you're only 21 years old.
Yes.
And you have your full life ahead of you. To relieve you of some stress, we recognize that there is a lot of drug addiction on the streets right now. It's an epidemic.
Yes,
and
it's horrible out there.
Especially hanging around negative influence, it's easy to fall into that pattern. We recognize that. And I hope, because one of your violations was having contact with another offender, that you're kind of looking at the big picture, which is one of the big relapse signals is people just falling back into the same company.
Yes.
So you have a lot to think about, but I really want to be positive here. You're a young lady with a lot of life ahead of you. So I'm hoping that you're really ready to make that decision right now to move on from this.
That decision has already been made weeks ago, where I am ready to cut off all those fake friends and all of those bad influences, and I'm ready to, like I said, I'm ready to be home and just work on my recovery. Those are my goals right now.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I am going to ask my fellow board members, do you have any questions for you at this point?
Okay.
Thank you, fellow board members. Ms. Simona, this is the point of the hearing where we ask your supporter if they want to approach the podium and speak to the board. So, Ms. Orozco, would you like to speak? If you can come up to the podium. Yes, because we need to get your statement on record. Is the green light on the microphone on the podium?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Can you state your name?
Yeah. Good morning. My name is Rosa Orozco.
And what would you like to share with the board this morning, ma'am?
Can you repeat for me again? I'm sure in my English language. So
pardon me, ma'am. Your English is better than my Spanish. I'll say that. But I was just asking you, is there anything you would like to tell the board this morning on behalf of your daughter?
Yes. I'm ready. I'm here to come and tell you guys, her mom, and you guys understand me, right, my heart? I try to don't cry. She's my princess. No matter what, she's my princess. And that's her. So I give you a lot of counsel in the church to other people, and don't hold my daughter. That's really hard for me. I'm a Christian lady, and now I see in this situation with my daughter, and I reflect on her by my mother, and I pray for that, and I say, God, please help me open the doors, and give me another opportunity to help my daughter. And I'm here to tell you guys, I'm ready to support her. I take a lot of information about that because it's hard to, that's easy when you hear all the people, but it's not easy when you hear your daughter is in drugs. That's very hard. Well, I'm ready because I read books. I'm checking the internet how I'm supporting my daughter. I talked to my mom, and she's ready. And I talked to my little boy, he's 4 years old. And I would say, I need my whole family together to support your sister. And I'm ready because I want her to back to school. She's very young. She's only 21. And I don't want to waste her time doing bad things. And I talked to my pastor and my congregation, my church, and all the people that feel ready to support her emotionally, spiritually. And I think I have a good group ready to support her when she's come back home.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I have other things. If you don't mind, I want her back in her home. Because I think if you guys give the opportunity, I think that's more easy for me to help her in home, to the other out to my house. And because I learned a lot drugs, now I have a lot of information to recognize, to help, and that's a lot of help. So, and I think I have a God to help me too, and help my daughter, and help my family. That's only my mom, my son, and me, and my daughter, that's the big family, and I want my big family back together.
Thank you, ma'am. Before you go, I just want to remind you that regardless of how we vote today, she doesn't have much time left on her regular prison sentence. And I think it's really beautiful to hear a parent say that, you know, you love her no matter what, because she's going to need that sort of love and support. But also remind her that your daughter really needs to decide for herself if she wants to stay clean from this point forward, because I think in the, I mean, it's a lifetime, but in the early days of coming off of drugs, I think it's probably particularly hard when they don't have a new positive pattern in their life. So I do wish you the best on that. So thank you for appearing before this board. Do we have any questions? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Samora, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into discussion?
Yes, also I didn't abscond, and I won't ever go on the run. I always face my consequences to my actions straight on, and I'm ready to go home, please.
Well, is there anything else, ma'am?
No.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Morgan, and thank you for being so pleasant with the board today.
Mr. Morgan,
oh, yes.
Can I just ask Mr. Zamora a question?
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Ms. Lamar, can you hear me?
A little bit.
Ms. Lamar, you just heard a very, very, probably one of the most passionate pleas I heard coming from a parent since I've been on the board. I just wanted to see what your response to that was.
My response to what?
To your mother's plea.
My mother?
Yes.
Oh, I can stop crying right now. I'm very happy that my mom is being really supportive, and she understands that addiction is not easy, and that she has a whole team waiting for me to actively stay clean and work on my life. You know, my mom's a really good mother, and I'm glad she's there for me.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
My heart does break that I put my parents through so much.
Well, Mr. Moto, before we go into discussion, I will say that I recognize this is a motion for you, and I just hope that you'll turn that emotion and that sense of responsibility to something good when you return to the community. Okay, Mark?
Yes, sir. It's like a fire that started in my heart that I need to stay clean and I need to do well for myself, and that's the best way I can pay my mom back.
Thank you, ma'am. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So Ms. Samora, if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, now I want to begin by saying I'm certainly open to the options, but I will tell you what I'm thinking, and that is, with Ms. Samora being so recently clean from some pretty highly addictive drugs, and we're sort of, we're sort of, in, I don't want to say enforced, but I don't know, maybe sequestered NA that she's attending right now, these weeks left, I think she might be best suited just to take advantage of these 2 months, to continue with in-house counseling, to put together a plan and a commitment for her safe return to the community, so that when she comes out, she'll have the ability to return directly to her mother's house, as opposed to any question that the parole office may have about placement. It looks like her mom's putting together a good plan for her, so I certainly don't say this to be hard-hearted. With 8 weeks left, I think she might be better off continuing to stay clean under a strict setting with transition back to the community. But I am certainly open to my peers as well. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Quinones, I have to agree with you. I think that Mr. Moore's mother gave a real passionate plea that she's prepared and ready to help her daughter and do all the things that she can. We're putting together a team to work with her daughter and do some things for her daughter. But Ms. Zamora has to make that decision that she wants to do it for herself. And, you know, she's there, I think, if she takes the time that she has left incarcerated to stay off of drugs, continue in a or any other program that they may have, or work with the CO3, come up with a plan for when she gets out and she's able to go home with her mom and all the plans that she has. But she has to make that determination to really get herself together so that when she's released, that all of those things and plans that her mother have for and team that she have put together, that she's ready to really go out there and participate. But she has to be ready. I think her mother's done all that she can as a mother to prepare her for it, and I think Ms. Zamora has to make that decision, and I think that she needs that extra time to be able to go out and do that.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further input from my colleagues? Thank you. Before I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in ADC warrant number 2018W2317, our discussion with Ms. Zamora, as well as information provided by Ms. Orozco and the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Zamora was delinquent, violated in terms of conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse in the criminal management company, inasmuch that she relapsed into drug use, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, reported by the Honorable Dr. Wright and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Ms. Samoria's supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about December 4th, 2018, which is just a little more than 2 months away. As you heard in the discussion, I will say as one individual board member, I didn't make this motion with a hard heart, but as a bit of a motivation to keep you focused on your goal of sobriety, and so that you can have a smooth transition back to your house directly, with your mother when you come out. So we encourage you to continue with your NA and to really stay focused on this goal. I think you've heard that we've kind of put extra discussion in this particular case, especially because you have such strong support at home. But Mr. Miller, I want to tell you directly, you can do this. But it's going to come down to your decision. So we'll be rooting for you. We wish a safe and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Miller, we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone back to your CO3. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much. And yes, I will continue to work on myself regardless if I'm here or out there. But thank you. God bless you.
Good luck.
Bye.